Welcome back to the deep dive. Ready to decode the sometimes too technical world of mattresses?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
This time we're taking a deep dive into the Therapore Actigel Arctic 1000 combination mattress using the research you sent over. Because honestly, who hasn't lost sleep over finding the perfect mattress? It's a big decision.
It really is. And there's a surprising amount of science that goes into a good night's sleep, or a bad one for that matter.
Exactly. So no pressure, Therapore, but you've got some big claims to live up to. The excerpts you sent over really focus on this mattress as this ultimate blend of comfort and cooling tech, right? Especially for people who tend to overheat or who are mainly side and back sleepers. Is that like a big chunk of mattress buyers? What are we talking here?
Oh, huge. Temperature plays a massive role in sleep quality. Most people don't realize our bodies naturally cool down to initiate sleep.
Huh. Okay. So if your environment's fighting against that, if you're constantly too hot, it throws your whole sleep cycle out of whack. You end up tossing and turning, waking up sweaty.
Right.
It's a recipe for a rough night.
In there, it's not pretty.
And then for side and back sleepers specifically, mattress firmness is a make or break factor. Too firm, and you're going to have pressure points, especially around the hips and shoulders.
Yeah.
And pressure points equal discomfort, which again leads to more tossing and turning, and surprise, surprise, more heat.
It's a vicious cycle. Okay, so this Therapore Actigel Arctic 1000 is trying to break that cycle with its cooling features, right? It's got like this whole lineup, Actigel foam, iFibre, Platinum 3D, even an Acticool cover. I'm feeling cooler just listing them. But what's the science behind all this? Are these like magic materials? They're pretty close. It's actually the combination of these materials and how they work together that's key. Take the Actigel foam. It's designed with this open cell structure. Think of it like a sponge.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
This structure allows for way more airflow than your typical dense memory foam, and that airflow is what helps to pull heat away from your body.
Clever. So it's like ventilation built into the mattress itself.
Exactly. And that's where the iFibre and Platinum 3D come in. These create channels. Think of them like tiny tunnels within the mattress for even more airflow.
So it's not just one magic material, but how they're all working together. Like a dream team dedicated to a cooler sleep. I like it. But in the real world, does this translate to a good night's sleep? The reviews you shared are overwhelmingly positive about the cooling, especially during those hot summer months. But a few people mentioned it took about a week for the mattress to soften up. Is that normal, or should we be worried?
That's pretty typical, actually. It's called the break-in period. Basically, it's the materials adjusting to your body, your weight, your sleep position.
So giving it time to get to know you.
Exactly. Think of it like a new pair of shoes. They need a bit of wear before they truly mold to your feet and reach peak comfort.
Makes sense. Patience for a good night's sleep. Okay, so that's something to consider. But what about people who are particularly sensitive to mattress firmness, especially side sleepers? Should they be worried about that initial week?
That's an important point. For side sleepers, that initial firmness could be more noticeable.
How so?
Well, side sleeping relies on the mattress contouring to your body to relieve those pressure points, like we talked about before, especially around the hips and shoulders. If a mattress is too firm, it might not give enough in those crucial areas, which can lead to, well, discomfort.
So it's about finding that balance between the cooling technology, which sounds amazing, and that initial firmness, which could be a hurdle for some. What should our listeners be thinking about if they're weighing up this trade-off?
That's a great question. And it really depends on what kind of sleeper they are, right? You brought up side sleepers needing that contouring, but some people actually prefer a really firm mattress.
Good point.
So it's about knowing what you like and then figuring out if this particular mattress, the Therapore, will fit the bill either right away or after that break-in period.
Okay, so how can someone make that call? What should they be looking for?
Well, we've talked about the Actigel and how it's got that open cell structure for airflow, which does make it more responsive than some traditional memory foams.
Right.
But the core of this mattress, this Therapore Actigel Arctic 1000, it's still designed for support. It's not going to suddenly turn into a hammock, even with that break-in period. It's more about the layers conforming slightly, not a complete transformation.
Got it. So for those who are diehard firm mattress fans, this might be a good one right off the bat.
Exactly.
But if someone's expecting it to dramatically soften up over time, that might not be the case. They might be disappointed.
You hit the nail on the head. And this is why I think these deep dives are so helpful. There's so much more to a mattress than just firm or soft, cooling or plush.
I agree. It's about understanding all these little details and how they come together, right?
Right.
Like that whole thing about the break-in period. Never would have thought of that.
Right. And honestly, who reads the fine print on these things?
Exactly. But speaking of details, let's talk about this one that came up in the customer feedback, something to consider with the cooling features. Some people mentioned that using a sheet and mattress protector seemed to impact how cool the mattress slept. What's going on there? Is that something to be concerned about?
It's definitely something to be aware of. It all comes back to breathability, just like we were talking about with the foam structure. Even if you have the most breathable mattress in the world, if you pile on layers, sheets, protectors, those big fluffy comforters, you're essentially trapping heat. It's like wearing a thick sweater on a hot summer night.
Okay, yeah, I get it. So it's about finding that balance. Mm-hmm. So what do you recommend? Sacrifice hygiene for a cooler sleep. Ditch the sheets altogether. What's the solution?
Well, ditching the sheets is probably not the most practical advice.
Yeah, probably not.
But the key takeaway here is that the type of sheet and mattress protector you choose can make a world of difference.
So, like with most things, mattress shopping requires a little bit of research, a little bit of know-how. What kind of materials should listeners be on the lookout for if they want to maximize that cooling effect, even with their bedding?
Natural fibers are your best friend here. Think cotton, bamboo, even linen. These are naturally more breathable than synthetic fabrics, so they'll allow for better airflow.
So it's like choosing your sleepwear. No one wants to be stuck in a polyester nightmare.
Exactly. It's all about creating that ideal sleep environment. And it goes beyond just the mattress, right? Think about your pajamas, even your bedroom's overall temperature and ventilation. All these things work together.
It's like a whole ecosystem dedicated to good sleep. I'm into it. So we've covered a lot with this TheraPurActiluk Arctic 1000. We've talked about the science behind the cooling tech, the importance of that break-in period, how user experiences can vary, and even how to choose the right bedding to maximize those cooling features. But let's talk about that all-important bottom line. The review you shared mentioned that this mattress is a good value, especially for its price point, and that it comes with a 100-night comfort guarantee and a 1-year warranty. Are those things legit? Should our listeners be paying attention to that when they're shopping around?
100% yes. Those guarantees tell you a lot about the company and their confidence in the product. That 100-night trial, that's huge. It means you can actually try it out in your own home, risk-free, no pressure. And the 1-year warranty, that just gives you that extra peace of mind, knowing you're covered if something unexpected happens.
That's great. It's good to have that backup. Plus, knowing it's made in the UK might be a selling point for some. But at the end of the day, it always comes back to finding what works best for you. Right, Cinerae? What advice would you give our listeners as they head out into the world, ready to make that mattress purchase, armed with all this new knowledge?
Don't be afraid to shop around. Try out different mattresses, ask questions, read reviews, and not just the glowing ones. And most importantly, listen to your body. You know what feels good, what helps you sleep soundly. Trust your instincts.
Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. So even if the TheraPur Actigel Arctic 1000 isn't the one you end up taking home, hopefully, this deep dive has given you the tools and the confidence to navigate the world of mattresses like a pro. Until next time, happy sleeping.